Young Gazans have long sought to escape Hamas rule, hardships in search of a future. By Joshua Klein on January 29, 2025. A growing number of young Gazans have long sought to leave the enclave due to political repression under Hamas, economic collapse, and lack of basic freedoms, a trend that has gained renewed attention following President Donald Trump's call for other countries to take in displaced Palestinians, especially as more than a year of war has left Gaza in ruins and intensified the desire to emigrate. Even before the current war, many Gazans, particularly the younger generation, were desperate to escape worsening conditions, with polls consistently showing high emigration aspirations. One survey conducted by the Palestinian Center for Policy and Survey Research, PSR, between September 28, 2023 and the eve of the October 7 Hamas-led attack on Israel, found that nearly a third of all Gazans were considering emigration. Economic hardship was the primary driver, 54%, followed by educational opportunities, 18%, and political factors, 5%. Notably, 43% of those seeking to leave said they would do so even without proper documentation. The desire to emigrate was even higher among Gaza's youth, with nearly half, 44%, of those aged 18 to 29, who make up a fifth of the entire population, expressing a wish to leave the enclave. The results highlight the deep frustration among younger generations who see a little future for themselves under Hamas rule and the dire economic conditions caused by its authoritarian governance and extremist ideology that prioritizes conflict with Israel over the well-being of Gaza's population. Roughly half of Gaza's population is under 18, with nearly 70% under the age of 30. This dissatisfaction with Hamas governance has been a recurring theme, with many young people having described life under Hamas as oppressive, citing the group's repressive rule and use of force to maintain control. In a December 2022 PSR poll, more than half of Gazans felt they could not criticize Hamas without fear of retribution, highlighting concerns over free speech restrictions and heavy-handed crackdowns on dissent. Additionally, 69% of respondents believed corruption was rampant within Hamas-run public institutions. As early as 2015, a PSR poll found that half of Gazans wanted to emigrate, the highest rate recorded at the time. This was largely due to Hamas' iron-fisted rule and the deteriorating economy, worsened by Israeli and Egyptian border restrictions imposed after Hamas took control in 2007. Despite Hamas opposing emigration and attempting to prevent bad publicity, its governance and dire economic conditions in Gaza have driven many young Palestinians to seek better opportunities abroad. As a result, the Gaza Strip has faced a brain drain over the years as young professionals, including doctors, emigrated due to lack of jobs and political instability, with nearly half of those who leave not returning, and with Turkey being a primary destination before the recent conflict intensified. According to several reports, since Hamas took control of Gaza in 2007, over a quarter million Gazans have fled the coastal enclave, with many paying bribes to escape. Gaza's youth face unemployment rates exceeding 70%, electricity shortages, and a collapsing healthcare system. Many feel trapped, as Hamas rule leaves little room for dissent or reform. Some young people attempt to flee by sea, risking dangerous journeys to Europe. Now, after over a year of war that has left much of Gaza in ruins, the prospect of staying has become even less viable for many. Meanwhile, over 100,000 Palestinians are estimated to have crossed into Egypt since the war began, while many remain in refugee camps within Gaza. Additionally, humanitarian organizations have expressed deep concern over the current conditions in Gaza. While Israel seeks to provide humanitarian aid to Gazans, it struggles to do so effectively with Hamas in power. And as many young Palestinians seek to flee Hamas rule in Gaza or the corruption and authoritarianism of the Palestinian Authority, PA, in the West Bank, Arabs in Israel live with full citizenship rights, voting power, and freedom of speech. Israeli Arabs participate in politics, hold high-ranking positions in government, medicine, and academia, and enjoy civil liberties that do not exist under Hamas or the PA. A 2021 survey indicated that 93% of Arab residents in East Jerusalem preferred to live under Israeli governance rather than the Palestinian Authority, citing better economic opportunities and political freedoms. This stark contrast further fuels frustration among many young Palestinians who feel trapped under oppressive regimes with little hope for change. Trump's proposal and reactions. On Saturday, President Trump, who has previously brokered historic agreements in the region, suggested that neighboring Arab nations should accept Gazans fleeing the conflict. In a gaggle with reporters on Air Force One, Trump, who has pledged to serve as a peacemaker during his current term, said, "I'd like Egypt to take people and I'd like Jordan to take people. You're talking about probably 1.5 million people and we just clean out that whole thing and say, you know it's, over the centuries, it's had many, many conflicts. And, something has to happen. It's literally a demolition site, so I'd rather get involved with some of the Arab nations and build housing in a different location. Where they can maybe live in peace, could be temporary, could be long-term." On Monday, the president reaffirmed his proposal, dismissing objections and insisting it would ultimately gain support. Despite the strong opposition from Egypt and Jordan, which have both rejected any relocation of Palestinians, Trump's statement reignited a regional approach, advocating for Gaza's residents to be given opportunities in safer, more stable environments. For the nearly 2.2 million residents of Gaza, the plan could represent an escape from poverty, violence, and blockades. By resettling in areas with greater economic opportunities and stability, Palestinians could build better lives for themselves and future generations. International support, backed by Western and Gulf allies, could ensure improved living standards and opportunity in resettlement zones. Despite any current opposition, President Trump's proposal has been gaining support, with some calling it the only real way to achieve peace. For the new administration, a plan of this magnitude could cement a lasting diplomatic legacy in the Middle East. With the U.S. serving as both a historic ally of Israel and a key player in the Arab world, it is uniquely positioned to unite the necessary parties to make it a reality. Emphasizing his vision, the returning president vowed during his second inaugural address last week to usher in a new golden age of peace and harmony. Joshua Klein is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at jklein@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter @JoshuaKlein.